Amen. Lord, we just thank you for another fine evening tonight with all of my brothers and sisters from around the world. And we praise you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Lord, we're looking forward. We're looking forward to your glory dropping down, raining down on us, filling us, Lord, with your Holy Spirit and revival starting and just shooting out across this land. And we thank you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just ask and we pray tonight that the open heaven is still open for us. We know it is. We believe and we thank you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your spirit that's in our spirit, Lord, that guides us and leads us and shows us the things that you want us to do. And we praise you for that, Father. We thank you for your authority that you have given us, Lord, in Luke chapter 10 and verse 19, where we have authority over all, it says all power of the enemy. And Father, we thank you for that in the name of Jesus. And I command every spirit that may try to hinder our communications tonight to be gone in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, we have cleansed the air tonight. It's going to be a fine time for everybody. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for all the praise reports, testimonies, and the prayer answered, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, all right. Has anybody got a prayer request? Go ahead, Dominique.
Yeah, I just want to send prayers out to Katie. Can you guys hear me all right? Or?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, just making sure. Okay, I got new headphones, so I want to make sure they're working. But yeah, I just want to send prayers to Katie. She's praying about something. It's pretty serious, but I know it's nothing for the Lord. I don't want to give out any information because it's a little personal for her, but just prayers for her and that she, you know, just feels God's mercy and love over her too, so. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, and I just extend my faith out to Katie now and just fill her up, Lord, and remind her that you are right there. Thank you for your mercy and your grace towards her, Lord, and I just ask that you just fill her up and give her more grace and just abundantly show her your love towards her. And thank you for all these people here to come into agreement with us, too. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Lord, hallelujah. Lord, we put our faith with Dominic, and we believe everything he's prayed is coming to pass right now in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, Missy.
The neighbor, next to us came over and told us last night that there's two dogs next to them on the other side of them from us, and the one dog attacked her brother's dog that she was sitting, and the dog was 14 years old, and It was really traumatized. I'm not quite sure how bad it was for her. She didn't say anything about stitches, but it almost sounded like I had stitches or whatever. And she made the comment, you know, about that this dog was always sweet. And then all of a sudden it just attacked her brother's dog. So I just want to pray about that on the that this dog not do this ever again. Especially my dog, you know, because Fudge has a tendency to want to wander a couple houses over and when we're not looking. So, Father, I just ask you just bind up those spirits of aggression and whatever is drove that dog to do that. I just bind them all up and cast them out of that dog. That dog will return to being a sweet dog and never do this again to a dog or a person in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for watching over Fudge and keeping her safe from all other dogs and just keeping her safe. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. We command that spirit of faction out that dog right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. All right.
I'd like to share a little something else.
Sure.
Merle's brother-in-law passed away. I think it was early Sunday morning. And I've been praying, and I think I brought him up for prayer with y'all. And I was asking the Lord that he not let him leave the earth until, you know, he's right with the Lord and he's repented of anything and so on. I never knew him to really be, he was Christian minimal, you know. But anyway, so I had asked the Lord for a word the other day about him, because usually I do that when someone passes away. It's like, okay, Lord, give me a word, you know, are they with you? And I got like three different words. None of them made sense to me. Didn't give me any kind of clarification or anything like that. And I thought, well, maybe the Lord just wants me to believe my prayers, you know, because, you know, kind of considering household salvation indirectly, kind of. So anyway, just a little earlier, I asked the Lord for a word for him again, because tomorrow's the funeral. And he gave me Proverbs 22:6. And it says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And the coolest thing was where my finger was pointing, where my finger landed, it was on the word old. He was 92. And I thought, Lord, you're cool. So that gave me my answer. He's with the Lord. But when he is old, he will not depart from it. So anyway, I know they went to church, but I wasn't aware that they had really so much in recent years or whatever. But anyway, so thank you, Lord, that Rinker's with you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anyone else? Geneva.
Okay. So today at work, I kind of had a little bit of a situation, but me and Isaac talked about it, and I felt, you know, peace afterwards. Can you all hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So, me and Morgan and Marissa and her mom and her husband, we all have a trip planned in June. We're going to the Grand Canyon, and, the Lord blessed us to be able to have this trip, and we've been saving for a while, and it's something we've always wanted to do. Well, I asked my boss, during the interview, you know, I told them about it, and they agreed to it, and, I was asking her today, I was like, so when I have this week off, you know, who's going to cover my visits at the rehabs when I have to go see my patients? And she was like, well, we'll get a PRN to come. That's just like somebody else who will fill in, another social worker. They're like, we'll get them to come do the visits. And I was like, okay, good. And then she stopped and she goes, wait a second. She goes, are you taking a plane or are you taking a car? You know, I was like, I'm getting on a plane. And she was like, have you got your COVID vaccine yet? And I was like, no. And she was like, okay. She was like, yeah, you really need to get that. She was like, because if you, especially since you're going on this trip, she goes, when you come back, you're not gonna be able to go into these rehabs for like 10 days after you test negative, and then another 7 days you're going to have to quarantine, and then they'll let you back in. Like, I get, it's like two of my rehabs. I have eight of them. And I was just like, gosh, like, and I told her, I go, listen, I was like, I'm not getting the vaccine. And I got frustrated and I go, I'm not getting that vaccine. And the way I said it, I was like, ooh, like the way I kind of came off. But I was just like, I'm so tired of people asking me all the time, did you get your vaccine? Did you get your vaccine? Like, how many times do I have to say no? And so anyways, I just told her, I was like, you know, I was like, I'm not, I was like, if you want to go talk about it, we can go talk about it. I was like, but I'm not doing it. I was like, and during my interview, I asked if that was a requirement. They said no. And I said, okay, because I'm not getting it. And they said that was fine. It's not mandated. So I guess every rehab is different, but I'm not, it's not a question. Like, I'm not getting it, and like, thank the Lord for that. But I guess I just wanted prayer because she made it, she was nice about it. You can just definitely tell where being in healthcare, where they're all at. And anyways, it led the lady who's training me to kind of talk to me a little bit. Once my boss left, she was like, well, my boss was like, we're going to have to figure out, you know, what we're going to do. She's like, I'm gonna have to talk to my boss about, like, as far as, you know, the trip. I go, well, I was like, I've already told you guys about it in advance. I was like, it's already paid for, you know. And God, this is what I told Isaac, thank God. I feel like, and I'm not very good with numbers, okay, but God gave me wisdom. And I go, so this is the thing. I was like, if I have to see these people once a month, and if I go that Friday before I leave for my trip, I was like, then that means the 10 days and the 7 days, 17 days, all still, that will be within my month if I do all my visits for that one rehab that Friday, and then I can go. And she was like, oh, she's like, that is true. We could do it that way. And I'm like, I don't know. So I feel like the Lord blessed me to like think of something real quick. And so I'm like praying. So I guess, sorry, I don't mean to go on here. I'm just praying that this is not an issue because, you know, me and my husband been working really hard, and something we always want to do. We've already paid money, and you know, and I'm not getting the vaccine. Like, that's it. And I know that the Lord's going to make a way. And so I'm not even worried about it. And later on, I talked to the lady who's training me. I was like, I hope that wasn't weird. And she was like, no, she was like, I fought with it for a long time. You know, I prayed and prayed and prayed that God would show me. And, you know, I kind of found out that she was a Christian through this. And she was like, I prayed that God would show me, you know, what to do. And she said that she just recently got the vaccine, and I was kind of like, dang. And you know, she was kind of telling me, but I was being weak with the weak because I didn't want to come in and be like, well, you shouldn't have done that, and you know, or whatever. So I was just like listening to her, and I was like, yeah, I was like, well, you know, I was like, the thing is, I was like, is I know personally that, you know, God has blessed me and has protected me. I was like, and you know, I can say that I felt some sickness come over me a little bit. I was like, it was probably like a month ago. I was like, and I the Lord did heal me. I was like, he healed me, and you know, the things that I was feeling went away. And I didn't want to go into detail. I know that you guys know, but because I don't want them to be like, oh, you had it, because like Isaac said, I didn't claim the curse then, and I'm not going to claim it now. So anyways, you know, I had an opportunity. I told her too about, you know, like the scripture, thou wilt have perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon thee because he trusteth in thee. And I told her that God gave me that scripture in a dream, and I opened my Bible, and it was that. I was like, and you know, I was like, the Lord's really blessed me with that. I was like, and I really just need to stay in my word. And she was like, yeah. And she was really honing into like what I was saying. And I don't know, I was like, Lord, maybe all this happens so that way I could kind of, you know, reach out to her a little bit. But anyways, y'all just, you know, I don't want to be selfish about it, but if y'all just pray that this doesn't like interfere with work. And I know that we've prayed that I'll be, you know, us who are dealing with this type of stuff, that we'll be hidden. And I'm believing that she's just going to forget about it, and it's not going to be an issue. So yeah.
Amen. We believe with you. Thank you, Lord. Her memory is wiped clean. Jesus' name. Amen. By the way, that's not a vaccine. That's an injection. You might remind her. I don't know if she has that or not. It's probably not. Amen. Lord, we just thank you that it's all going to be worked out. It's already been worked out.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, Pat?
Yeah, I think I can relate with Geneva, what she's going through. There's society now has been so implemented or impregnated with fear. Now it's going to take a while before that fear comes off. And I think it's I think it's an opportunity for us to pray it down, to, you know, break that bondage in people's minds. And it's going to have to be done, you know, one person at a time type thing. And the last bastion to fall are going to be these businesses that, and I was thinking about it the other day, is that, you know, a lot of the things that you are able to do and not do related to the medical community. I learned this with my son when we were in the hospital. They have certain protocols that they can go by, that they have to go by because of liability reasons. And, you know, if you, in other words, you can't go into the hospital and say, well, I don't want that treatment, I want this treatment, or whatever it is. Hospitals or doctors, whatever, for the most part, can't do that because they can't deviate from the norm, or they end up, you know, violating insurance policies and everything. The whole thing's, you know, run by the drug companies anyway. But anyway, so there's additional forces behind this thing, not just plain deception, but there's also liability issues and everything. But just as a short side note on that, my wife received a call from some friends of ours. I think they, you know, a couple days after the Biden, you know, lifted this, you know, mask mandate or whatever he did. I'm not sure exactly what he did. We got some a call from some of our friends, and the first thing she said was, "Did you have your vaccine yet? Are you vaccinated yet?" And we said, no. Kathy was talking to her. He said, no, we're not getting a vaccine. She said, oh, well, I was going to invite you over, but if you haven't had your vaccine, you can't come over. And I had to laugh because it's so pathetic when you think about it. If they've had their vaccine, why are they worried about somebody coming over and, you know, infecting them? But unfortunately, we're not dealing with logic now. We're dealing with fear. And so, and I think we're all going to have to deal with it. I'm probably going to have to deal with it at my business as well. So, Father, I just joined with Geneva on this thing, and we all come together, Lord. We stand against this fear. We bind this fear that is permeating society, permeating the businesses. There's a combination of spirits that are involved there. We bind the spirit of power, control. We bind the spirit of fear, of ignorance, and we bind the spirit of, I don't know if it's a spirit of illogic or stupidity or whatever it is, Lord. We bind that in the name of Jesus Christ. We command you that this spirit right now be bound, and we release grace into this situation. We command light to come into this situation. Lord, we just ask, especially for Geneva, that you would turn the hearts of those in her authority. Turn those hearts around to start to see logic, start to put down fear, start to put it in its place, and start to walk in the truth. Lord, it's not beyond you. Obviously, with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you allowed them to obey you up to completely through a point, and then you changed the king's heart by changing circumstances and changing that fire into a release that they were cast into, and burned off the bondage that had them hampered up to that time. So Lord, we thank you that you can even change circumstances, and you're using this whole thing for your purposes, Lord. So we thank you. We stand together with Geneva and all of us here in the circumstances that we stand against, and we thank you, Lord, for guiding us and giving us wisdom to address each and every situation. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I call it brilliant idiocy. Go ahead, Gano.
I'd like to pray for my sister-in-law. I spoke with her on the phone this afternoon and found out she's been dealing with some health issues. Well, Father, I just lift up Mardell to you, and I thank you that you are her healer. And I just command those hip problems to go in the name of Jesus, that they're not going to be saying she needs a hip replacement, because you've got it all under control. And just command the pain to go in Jesus' name, and I just speak healing to her body. And I pray, Father, that you would increase her faith, that she will believe your word, give her the grace to walk in your word, and just to know that it's already done. I thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Excuse me. That's not COVID. Don't get no ideas in your head. Go ahead. Somebody. Somebody.
Now, okay. I'd like to also lift up Mardell to you, Lord. I pray that all the demons that would try to hinder her from receiving the healing and believing the healing and standing on a healing, I command those demons to cease her activities and quit lying to her, so that she can be healed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead, Malcolm X.
Well, thank you. It's good to hear everybody's voices. I wanted to pray for a friend of mine named Ed. Both he and his wife got whatever they got over in Nepal, and he was working at a hospital there and ended up becoming a patient there. And but he was on, last I heard, he was on 12 liters of oxygen. That's the rate, I guess, they give oxygen at, which is pretty high. And his oxygen stats are 94 under those conditions. So anyway, but he hasn't been doing real well. I don't know. I haven't heard anything in the last 24 hours or so. It's hard to find out stuff because it's a time difference. Anyway, Lord, I just want to lift up Ed to you. I thank you for his friendship, and that I just want to thank you actually for answering our prayers already for him. A lot of people around the world have been praying for him, but just the prayer of faith will do it. So, Lord, I also ask that you send him somebody who can help him understand faith and healing and salvation, how all that ties together for him, so that he, but anyway, just thank you for working everything out, and their plans to evacuate back to Canada. I just pray that your will be done on that one, and I just thank you for working everything out for him, and working a great revival over there in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Nepal in real bad shape with COVID?
Malcolm? Yeah, really bad shape. Yeah, they're in a lockdown. You can't even go from town to town, and it's like a major plague. It's never been this bad. And I don't think Ed and his wife got the vaccine. They're not into that kind of stuff. So I'm fairly sure that they didn't. But there's like per day, there's about 300, cases. I mean, a case can be, I don't know, whatever it is, but in the town where they are, I think it's about 300 cases, 600 cases a day or something like that. And then another town, it's 300 cases a day. These used to be small places, but now they're kind of packed with people. So, and India's really bad off too. I've seen graphs of regarding India, There seems to be a lot of correlation between the vaccine rollout and what's going on now. But, you know, it's like, I don't know what they're doing for geoengineering. I don't know if they're doing a lot of overhead spraying. I don't know what, you know, what the real cause is of all this, but, you know, I don't have to know all that.
Yeah, I'd heard that, I believe it was Sunil that said that they were having a lot of COVID over there in India.
Yeah, I you know, when people say COVID, I'm not sure what it is. I do know that my friend Ed was, you know, 12 liters of oxygen. It's the same situation that my brother had, where he just couldn't get enough, you know, the transfer of, you know, oxygen to blood just wasn't happening very well in the lungs. So I don't know. I really think that the Lord's got to soften people up, just like he does here, for that revival coming. So I, you know, you've heard about the cyclone, I'm sure, that toppled over a barge, and last I heard there was 97 people missing. They worked all night in incredible conditions trying to rescue. I think they got a couple hundred of people off the barge, but or maybe 150 or something. But anyway, 97 last I heard were missing. But, you know, between cyclones and in that part of the world they have cyclones. Here we have hurricanes, but or typhoons. I don't know. I guess I'm confused. Cyclone. A typhoon goes the other direction because it's I guess because of its position on the earth. The hurricanes go the opposite direction. So where cyclones fit into that, I don't know.
What's the difference in a cyclone and a typhoon?
I don't know.
A cyclone is very, very windy, and a hurricane and a typhoon are also very, very windy and rainy.
Oh, that clears it up for me.
It makes it even more cloudy.
A very intense low pressure system, a very, very intense low pressure system. That's all it is.
Yeah.
I think it's just the name they give in the how it is locally known in the local language of some sort. It's just cyclones are same as hurricanes or typhoons.
There's a difference between a hurricane and a typhoon in the fact that they spin in the opposite direction.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I knew that. Yeah, that part I did know. I just don't know.
By the way, you probably heard that Timothy Dixon was some time ago was talking about enormous whirlpools in the ocean. Now, that would be spooky.
Yeah. Well, that's caused by the UFOs.
Well, I wouldn't want to be on a sailboat going down one of those things.
No, absolutely not. Okay, let's get to Joe now. Let's see what he's got. Is that it, Malcolm?
Well, there's a guy in Mumbai who I saw in an interview. It's pretty interesting. Sunit, you might have more information. You probably have more information on this. But, you know, he's in the middle of it. And there's the same kind of stuff that's going on here in the Western world. You know, the cover-ups, the lying, and all the other stuff. But a lot of people are being, in some parts of India, are being forcibly injected with this COVID shot. And, in fact, I saw footage of a woman where the police guy just, you know, wrapped his arm around her neck and hauled her off to get her injection. Mm. While their little child was screaming, it's pretty hard video to watch.
Well, according to what we've heard, and I'm just going to say this briefly, the vaccination is actually going to be a bigger pandemic than the COVID is. So we'll just have to wait and see about that.
Yeah, absolutely worse because of it destroys your immune system.
Yeah.
And it works against you.
Yeah. Amen.
The time bomb.
Oh, yeah. All right, Joe. What you got, brother?
First, I have a confession and I want some prayer afterwards for peace. On Monday morning, Lord gave me a dream. And Monday night, I prayed about it and asked Lord for a verse to show me what's wrong with it, but it looks like an idol. And then he gave me Hosea 7:5. My finger was on the last part of it, and that was about scoffers. When that reminded me on Saturday, me and Nora was watching something on YouTube, and I did make some unnecessary comments on one of the ladies, and I just want to confess that, and I don't want to. I want to be clean before the Lord. But something in my heart, because just to look at something that's not right. I just want to pray for that, that I can, Lord, take it out of me, please.
Yeah, Julie.
I didn't catch everything you said, but that the Lord gave you a dream after you had watched something with Nora and you were convicted about something you verbalized, you know, your thinking, but I didn't catch all that was.
I made a comment about ladies on, I watched something on YouTube. I made comments about that.
Like in a negative way?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the Lord showed me in a dream, I have to get rid of stuff.
So, amen. I get that.
Okay.
You going to pray?
Nora, take it okay or not?
Yeah. How would you say?
Was it like critical or judgmental or derogatory or... you don't have to be detailed.
It's unnecessary. I don't have to make comment on anybody else. It doesn't matter. It's
okay.
Not my point to make judgment on anybody. So
okay.
Okay. Well, Lord, we just thank you for cleansing his mind in Jesus' name and taking any condemnation out of it in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your touch upon Job. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Let his heart be in peace. And Father, we ask and we pray that you would help us to guard our mouth.
Amen.
And we praise you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. Because sometimes it's just a whole lot better just to be quiet than it is to go and say what's on your mind. And we thank you, Lord, that you're doing that for each and every one of us. Me too. Because I know it's hard to believe, but sometimes I open my mouth when it ought to be shut too. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Okay. All right, Benita.
Hi. Yeah, I was just going to put my family's names in the hat for prayer also for being in India and everything. And grandmother passed away May 1st, and she was 90. She'd been sick for a while, but so I've been talking to my aunts and uncles a lot in the last couple of weeks. And I mean, they're all locked down and everything, but they're just staying home and they're all safe. So that's good. But none of them know the Lord other than, you know, what I've told them. So just pray that somebody at this revival will just anointing will take place and open their eyes over there. It just seems like one of those things where they don't have access to all that. They don't have people around them that are even Christians. So, but God is the God of impossible things. So he'll get the work done, sure. And I did hear that they had started using hydrochloroquine there and it's taken their cases down quite a bit. I just saw something on that today. So they're allowing those treatments there and that's helping a lot. Hopefully that'll change the curve.
What's the name of that stuff that they use that does work against the COVID?
The hydrochloric?
Yeah, that stuff.
Hydroxychloroquine and
ivermectin. Hydroxychloroquine. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Whoever wants to go first, go ahead.
I heard remdesivir and ivermectin too. Those are two other drugs that they use too that are very effective.
Go ahead, Barry.
I think the one you were talking about is ivermectin. Talking about India, I saw a graph that showed when they introduced the shot, you know, the injection of the experimental biological agents on people there, and the number of COVID cases went straight up. And they recently changed their policy to allow generalized use of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, and the numbers are going straight down. You know, this big surge of COVID cases was strictly completely related to the launch of their vaccine program over there.
Amen. And thank you, Lord, for smart politicians over there that open it up to the good stuff. In Jesus' name. Amen. That love the people, but don't want to kill them. All right, iPad, Judy, or Sue?
Both of us, yeah. I was just going to, you know, after Malcolm talked about Nepal and India, I wanted to pray for them and this friend of his. And also, Lord, I just lift up these people in Nepal and India that are dealing with this COVID, Lord, and any other countries, really, for that matter, any other countries that have a high incidence of this. I just pray that you would just work on the hearts of the people, Father. I know that you can bring many in as they call upon your name. Your word says that you call upon your name, they will be saved. And I thank you, Father, that that this friend of his will call upon your name and you will bring him into salvation. And even his family. Lord, I also pray that you will help Anita's family, send laborers across their path and open their hearts, prepare their hearts to be able to receive your word, your truth for household salvation. Break the power of Satan that would try to use them to hinder them from receiving you and your word and your truth, Lord. I just thank you, Father, for her household salvation and just change your hearts. Bring them to repentance. Bring many for repentance in all these countries that are needing it, Lord, in Jesus' name. For revival.
Amen. Amen.
Michael? I'd like to add, when you were talking about people with cancer, my son Doug's friends, his son, Justin, has some aggressive cancer and they thought he was doing okay, but now it's coming back and he's only in his early 20s. And I just would like to have prayer for him that I'm believing that it's not coming back and he's fine, but I pray. So will you pray for him? His name is Justin.
Yeah. Is he a Christian, Judy?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, if he's not, it's time, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. All right, we'll pray for him. Lord, we lift up Justin to you. Father, amen. If he's not one of yours, I ask and I pray that you utilize this to bring him into the kingdom.
Amen.
Let him be fearful of what's going on until he finds out who you are. And Lord, yes, Lord, I thank you for bringing him into the kingdom in a mighty way. And then we're going to pray that the spirit of cancer leave him right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You go from him, and the spirit of the fear of cancer, you go from him also. And the spirit of death, you go in the name of Jesus. We command it by the power and authority of the blood of Jesus. Cancer has no hold on justice anymore in Jesus' name. And amen. Father, we thank you that he's going to be a mighty man of God at 20 years old or somewhere along that area. And Lord, we just ask and we pray that you get, we ask that you send your angels down there right now to minister to Justin in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for doing that and bringing Doug into the truth too. In Jesus' name. All that family.
Yeah, the, his whole family. And let Doug see it too, yes. Yeah.
Thank Amen. You, thank you, Lord. We believe it. Everybody believe it? Yep. Thank you, Jesus. Put yes, that Holy Ghost funnel up there.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. All right. That's done deal. Anything else? All right, Andrew.
Yeah, I would just like to thank the Lord for, I finished the book, Delivered from Dark Powers. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful book, Lord. It taught me quite a lot. And I thank you, Lord, for remembering all the prayers throughout the book, Lord, that I prayed for you, Lord, for me to intervene in my needs and the needs of others. And Lord, also, I'd like to bring up another prayer. Like today I was being reminded of all my sins I did in the past. Like I know I've already, so it was a feeling thing. So I just want to pray about that, because sometimes these feelings come upon you and they tend to make you think wrong items, like, oh, did I take care of that or did I not take care of that? So, Lord, I just pray, Lord, against those reminders that of things we've already repented for and we already went to you for, Lord. And I just pray, Lord, that people be on guard and watchful over these items, and that they would move forward instead of being drawn backwards in something in the past. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Yeah, go ahead, Malcolm.
Yeah, I'd like to pray for me. One thing I noticed, when I heard that my friend was in an extreme situation there and was not doing well, I of course prayed for him, but I couldn't help but notice my own reaction and compare that with Jesus, who, there are plenty of people out there to heal and kick out demons, and there's all kinds of crises going on around him, and he was asleep in the back of the ship in the middle of the storm. And I thought, now wait, how come, you know, because of the time difference, I heard about this quite early in the morning, and I wasn't sleeping after that, praying, and, you know, so I just want to pray to be like Jesus, in that I relax about things with close friends that look like they're dying around me. I don't want to have to be losing sleep, when I could just be resting in the Lord and walking and, or not even walking, just sitting on the couch like David and Mary Eales, looking at the power lines that were drooping in front of them. You remember that one?
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to be in that rest.
All right.
So, Lord, thank you for putting me in that rest, making me like Jesus.
Amen. Father, I just thank you for putting us all in that rest. When the storm seems to be no way out, Lord, that we're just resting in you, because we know that you have us in your hand and you're not going to allow anything to happen to us at all. And all we have to do is have the faith to believe that. That's where you want us. That's where you want us to walk daily, is to be in the rest, that don't get anxious about nothing. And Father, we thank you for putting each and every one of us into that in that realm of rest that you want us to walk in, and to trust you, Lord. It makes any difference what's going on around us. It makes no difference. We know that we're in your hands. And we thank you, Lord, for placing that trust and rest in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I believe it. All right. doing that for Malcolm in a mighty way. Thank you, Lord. All right, Dave.
Yeah, I was wondering, when Vanita asked for a prayer, did we pray for her family over in India?
Yeah, we can pray for them. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Father, Vanita brought up that her family over in India, because of the lockdown, and it just isn't anybody close by. It's a Christian, and she shared what she can. I know it's some kind of hard to do that with relatives, especially if they're not have any kind of even the Christians we know of, our own family, sometimes are taught about Christ because of this wall that's between us for what they understand Jesus to be and who the real Jesus is. And then you got people that aren't even saved that have a clue about the gospel, and bringing that to them the first time, Lord. We ask that you make inroads, that you open this avenue up to allow Vanita's folks over there in India, all her relatives, to hear the gospel from somebody over there, to start finding a radio station, whatever it is, somebody that's saying the gospel, so they can latch on to Jesus, Father, and come into faith in Jesus Christ like we are, start asking questions and get a renewed spirit and have a living hope in them. And so they can also cast down Satan, and it's waging war right now over in India on them. Father, we ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, that you show favor. And we do this by faith, because we know you hear our prayer on this. We know you love the people in India. So thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for answered prayer.
Amen. You know, I had it in my mind that I was going to pray for her, and I don't know why it went out, but there's something else I want to pray, and it's this right here. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that the Lord of the harvest, like Dave said, would send someone, somebody over there that they would listen to with the gospel news. And Lord, I loose the angels to go over there right now to minister to all of your elect in that country. In Jesus' name, Father, that there would be a revival unparalleled in India's history, Father. And I thank you for it, because I know it's going to happen. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Glory to God, glory to God. Let it happen, Lord. So send that little 8-year-old, 9-year-old girl over there that we listened to this morning. All right. Go ahead, Geneva.
I meant to say this, but I looked down at my finger and I saw something pop up, and I was like, oh, it's like, dang it, old Wardy strikes again. I was like, be gone, Satan. But no, for real though. But I believe in Jesus' name that it's going to go, because I don't know what it is. And I showed it to Morgan, and he was like, no, it's like, it looks like just a scratch. But my mind started going with all kinds of thoughts. So I'm believing in Jesus' name that it's gone and it's not coming back. That wart is healed in Jesus' name. But yes, let's believe with me. I know, Vanita, we said a prayer about this before, so thank you, Lord. It is healed.
Amen. Don't go to the hospital, they'll call it COVID. Jesus' name, we command that thing to go from her and don't come back. Amen. All right, Malcolm.
I've got a friend over there that I ended up sending a link to, believe it or not, God's vaccine, and also the 7 steps to being vaccinated or something like that. So he hasn't read it yet, and I feel like saying, read it. This is your key. A lot of people are in tremendous fear over there, even among the missionaries. And anyway, my friend said was all the Americans were either evacuated or offered. I don't know the circumstances, but it sounds like the American Catholic got all the Americans out. And he said, but those of us left in Nepal, he said, the Americans have been raptured, but those of us who are left in Nepal are waiting for evacuation by Jesus.
Oh, wow.
The guy's hilarious, but anyway, he's got quite a way with words. So, and I when I sent him the, his comment, because he saw the title "God's Vaccine," he said, "I don't need the two vaccines. I need are Jesus and God's Word." So I didn't even ask him, but I assume from that he's not going for the vaccine thing.
Okay. Well, he's a smart man. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, with this outbreak that's happening and the Paul we're hearing there in India, I find that not to be coincidental at all. I'm sure nobody does. It's probably definitely the whatever we know of being deep state worldly, probably attacking these countries, and Satan using it to, you know, they want to, if they can take down a third world country, if they can, or not necessarily India's third world, but just take down a population and destroy as many people as they can, they will. So, Father, we're going to come against this this disease that they're spreading. We know it's usually spread over the air. They may very well be spreading this way. So if we come against this, we cancel out the assignment of the enemy that's going out to basically try to kill people over in India. Over here in the United States, you're not hearing very much about COVID anymore, which I think they definitely quit spraying us, at least for now. So, Lord, we're asking that you do the same thing for the people in India. Now, if they're trying to use this, Father, to spread this COVID, to spread the fear so that they push the people into getting these shots, again, Father, we come against this in the name of Jesus. Whatever their plans, we cancel out the plans of the enemy, or else let these plans come out so everybody knows what they're doing so we can go after the culprits that are causing this. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, the Savior. And anybody else has any ideas on that, pray.
Amen. They could be, Dave. It could be. That's what they're doing. But I don't know. All right, Julie.
I have a praise report, prayer request thing. A few weeks ago, I shared with y'all about my waterman, who's a believer, and about this trial he's been in, and how the Lord gave him a short dream that Jesus was standing behind the judge, or over the judge, thing about this insurance settlement issue that he's dealing with. And he stopped by yesterday, and we chatted for a little bit, and he kind of brought me up to speed. Well, I won't go into all the details. I really don't know how all the details, except what he shared with me is that when the accident happened, he was involved in a car accident, and he gave his report to the police, but apparently he never saw that report. Well, he has been going through a lot of stuff in the last several months since this happened. And apparently since we had last talked, he had recently found out that there was a revised police report. And in the revised police report, the officer totally vindicated Chris in the accident and found total favor there. And he cited the codes, he cited all these things that the other person was at fault, but that she broke the law, this and that. So anyhow, it hasn't come to pass, hasn't finalized yet, but it's looking very, very good that this is all gonna switch, and that he's gonna get a very, very fair deal in this thing. And Father, I just pray in the name of Jesus that you continue to draw Chris close to you, and that we ask, Lord, for your greatest blessing on him in the settlement of this and the monies and however you choose to work between the insurance companies, Father, and the settlement of the monies and the value of the vehicle and all these details, Lord, that he comes out with more than he could ask or think. And I thank you and praise you, Lord, for Chris and what you're doing in his life, and for putting it in that police officer's heart to revised the report so that it reflected truth. And however you did that, Chris is aware of it and he saw your hand at work. And it's just so exciting to see what you're doing there, Lord. And I praise you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for doing that for Chris. Jesus, man, let him come out with more than he even thought necessary. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Anybody else? I got a little praise report. I've been able to use my, put my tennis shoes on for the last 3 days and not bothering me too much either. So praise the Lord, I'm healed in Jesus' name. I can get back on that motorcycle and go after them wolves. Amen. Amen. Go ahead, Megan.
Yes, I have prayer. I mean, not prayer, but praise report. Last time, had a prayer request for a job, be hired by a second interview, and then I got hired.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Woo-hoo! Praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You like the job?
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you, Father, for doing that for Megan. Amen. That's great.
Amen.
Awesome. All right. Thank you, Lord. She's going to do so good on that. They're going to give her a raise here in just a couple of weeks. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Anyone else? Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right. Yes, Andrew. How may we be of assistance?
Well, I want to pray for my son. He came over. He came over the other day, and he's doing a study. He's going to college to take. He's got to be able to take a test on. How to do gas fittings, because he's into air conditioning and all that kind of stuff. So he hasn't got his license to weld piping so that it doesn't leak gases and everything. And he's got to do a written test for that. So I told him to pray about that too, because, and I told him you still have to study and everything, but just so that you can finally pass this and get it done, because you're paying good money for this in college. So I just like people to agree with me that he's gonna be reminded. Lord, I pray for Ben and Benjamin, my son, and for his test, Lord, that he passed his test with flying colors. He's already taken the test a few times, Lord, and this time, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you're gonna be there with him to put it in his mind, to remind him of all the answers he's going to need to get that passing grade. In Jesus' name, I pray. And Lord, also pray that he wants time. He's having trouble trying to get into the Word. And he's saying already, you know, I think I have to set aside some time to do this, you know. So Lord, put it in his heart to set some time aside for this. And for his study of your Word, Lord, and draw him ever closer to you, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. We believe he's gonna take that test and pass it with flying color. In Jesus' name. I got a couple of more praise reports while I've been here. Yesterday, I was working on the lawnmower, and that's frustrating to me just to even think about it. But anyway, I was out there shuffling around, and I was trying to get the belt on the mower deck. And this is a spring that's got about 9 million pounds of torque on it. And you look at YouTube, and the guy just reaches and grabs it and pulls it around the pulley like it wasn't anything. You know, and I'm sitting there, I got both feet locked up on the thing, pulling with both hands, trying to pull that thing around. I ain't getting nowhere. So I just stopped what I was doing. I said, Lord, I need your strength, or I need your wisdom one way or the other to get this silly thing on there. I'm tired of fooling with it. And the thought came to my mind, well, get you a rod on the other side of the mower, like there's two people in there. Wasn't no two people in there, just me. And I'm thinking, just okay, I put it in there. And now what? Now take that ratchet thing over there, the cable over there, put it around it, hold it, put it on the door, and hold the thing back, and then walk around there and put it on the other side. I said, that's too simple. But anyway, I did it, pulled it back, got it enough over there, and just walked around on the other side and just slipped it right on like I knew what I was doing. That Lord put that in my mind to do that. And it was awesome, because I wouldn't have thought of it on my own, because there's so much underneath that thing that it doesn't look like that you could put a rod in there, but it worked. Praise the Lord. And then today, it's a zero turn mower. And there are adjustments on the guiding, the steering part of it, that if it gets out of whack, it's out of whack. You know what I mean? It'll go to one side, or one is a little more tougher than the other, a little harder to push than the other one, that kind of stuff. So I got on YouTube and immediately understood what these guys were talking about, and went out there, and within 15, 20 minutes, I had the thing fixed. It was awesome. Lord just smoothed things out for me on that, because he knows how frustrated I get working on mowers. And anyway, thank you, God. I appreciate it. I sure do. In Jesus' name. Now I got to put instructions on how to operate the thing to my daughter so that they don't tear it up again. Praise the Lord. Yeah, Dominique, go ahead.
So I got a praise report on my cell phone. So I've been struggling with like my job, like here at Crosby's. It's a gas station. I really don't like it here, and and it's really bothering me just working here for a while now. It's been on my mind, but God led me here, so I stayed until, you know, he wanted me to leave. So I prayed the other night that if he wants me to leave, then I would. And my roommate, his dad actually owns a machine shop, and we've been talking about me working there for a while, but, you know, the job actually just like fell right in my lap right after I prayed about it. I was like, Lord, if you want me to work there, just, you know, show me what to do. So it just literally fell right into my lap. And I was, you know, I'll be starting the Monday right after I get back from Tennessee. So it literally just like that. And it was perfect, because, you know, God really did show me that, you know, I've already went to school for machining and everything. So it's going to be perfect for me to just get back into the swing of things and getting out of this place. And also, I just want to, another praise report. God has really been helping me walk out my faith about a lot of different things. And, you know, I've definitely been receiving the blessings. And ever since, you know, last fellowship, you know, on Thursday, the last time we did the outreach, I, you know, just been really walking with the Lord, like all glory to him though, but it's been really helpful. And I'm still slowly getting back into things, but I haven't, you know, willfully sinned or anything like that for a while now. So just want to praise God on that. And I want to thank you guys too for always being here and listening and, you know, giving me advice and all that. It's definitely been helpful.
Amen. Yeah. That's a good job. That's a good job as a machinist. That's what David was. All right. Go ahead, Geneva.
Sorry, I keep forgetting thing after thing, but the Lord just does so much, you know. You all prayed for me. I think it was the last time we had that I would hum. And, you know, just basically be in the spirit and stuff. And I've been humming so much here lately, and I'm not a hummer. So, anyways, I've been humming a lot and, you know, praying in the spirit throughout my day. And, anyways, I feel like the Lord's definitely, it's like, you know, what you say, Brother Michael, by, you know, you pray in the spirit and he'll lead you in the spirit. And, I feel like that's been happening. Anyways, the lady who's training me, she's like, you're humming. She's like, it must mean you're happy. And I was like, I am happy. Thank you, Jesus. But, what I wanted to tell y'all, which I thought was pretty cool, was, the lady who was training me, I got to the rehab, before she did. And I was like, okay, is it okay if I go on and go in there and see patients? And she was like, yeah, if you want to go on and go for it, you do it. And I was like, all right. So I went in there and I started seeing, patients, and there was this one little lady. I went into her room, sweet little lady, you know, she was on her bed, and I went over there beside her, and I was like, are you up? And so she like turned over and looked at me, and she started talking to me about the weather, and we were talking for a little bit, and then she was telling me how thankful, and then she told me, she was like, you're such a sweet girl. She's like, thank you so much for being here, you're such a sweet girl. And I was like, I'm going to be coming in and checking on you, making sure you're okay. And she was like, okay. And then, I was walking out, she goes, God bless you. And I shook my head and I go, God bless you too. And she goes, Lord be with you. And I was like, amen. I was like, Lord be with you. And when I walked out, the lady who was training me stopped me, and her mouth was just like, I've had this lady for so long. She's never spoken to me. She was like, that's the first time I've ever heard her like really say anything. She's like, the most I ever talked to her was one word. And I was like, man, I was like, praise the Lord. And she was so happy. She goes, she's always just on her bed and doesn't say anything. And so I was like, that was the Lord. So it gave me it really uplifted my heart, you know, especially the fact of her bringing up the Lord. But, you know, people, they can sense that, you know, they can feel the presence of Jesus. And so anyways, that's really all I want to give to these people anyways, is his love and his comfort. And I wanted to share that with you guys. So, yeah, that was pretty awesome.
So everywhere y'all go, everybody, y'all go on hum. Do your little humming. That's good, Geneva. That's a great testimony to God's goodness. To the people that you go around, you're a light. You're a lantern. And that's great. That's awesome. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. All right, Malcolm.
Yeah, that is very cool. It's just, it makes you feel good too when, you know, instead of beating up on you, somebody's nice to you. I wanted to, I think all of us have been listening to David talking about Psalms 119. He's been going through that. I think it was recorded a few years ago, I'm not sure, but anyway, I was sitting there with my laptop. And I had two Bibles open, and I was just plowing through 119 while he was going through it. And it's just such a blessing. And I've liked the Psalms 119 for a long time. There's a lot in there. What's also interesting in there is in those different, you know, each section is divided up by the letter of the alphabet, Hebrew alphabet. So, I looked at it in the Hebrew, and I didn't realize this, but every first letter of every line inside the eight lines for each, I think it's eight lines for each of those sections, all starts with that same letter of the alphabet. I didn't realize that, so it's pretty cool. I also been listening to Timothy Dixon, like probably a lot of us have. And one thing he mentioned in the next to last broadcast that he did, was that he was at the end of he was on the 38th day of a fast, and he was really pressing the Lord on when is Trump going to be back in office. And so then he saw President Trump in the, and you probably, most of you probably already heard this, but he saw him in the White House walking along the hall. And he could tell by looking at him that he was in his official role as president. And he said it was August of this year. He said specifically August of this year. Because a lot of prophecies, it's like, you know, the month is given, but not the year. So anyway, pretty impressive for somebody of that age to go, you know, do a 40-day fast like that.
Probably well, how that old long. Is he?
I don't know.
Well, he might be older than me, Malcolm.
I remember looking at my parents when I was a kid and thinking how old they were. And I go back and look at the pictures, and it turns out they were about 31, 32.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. I've heard that he's going back in and next month. I've heard in July. I've heard in August. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens. I think it's going to be sooner than August, but I don't know. We'll see. All right. Isaac?
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
I just wanted to kind of give a little before something cool happened today. You know, we prayed a few weeks ago that I'd be more in tune with the Spirit. And so today I was driving to Walmart to get some water, and I was like, well, on the way, I'll call my buddy. I'll see what he's doing back home from where I'm from. And I thought the Holy Spirit told me not to. And I've kind of abstained from talking to much of anybody, honestly. You know, sometimes I feel like the Lord is showing me it's kind of distracting at some points. And I'm not saying anybody else has to do that. Maybe for me, maybe I overdo it. But well, I thought the Holy Spirit told me, no, don't call him. And I said, okay. So I didn't call. And I pulled up to the parking lot. Because what tends to happen is if I call somebody, I'll sit in the parking lot and I'll talk to them, you know, for a while, you know, Geneva or my wife. Anyways, so well, I pulled into the parking lot at Walmart and I got out. And I was walking along. There was two other gentlemen in front of me. We're walking into the store. And there's this lady out in the parking lot. And she just, like, kind of hollered at us. But, you know, caught my attention. She goes, hey, you. I didn't know who she talked to, but she's looking at me. And she goes, how long have you lived in Texas? And I said, me? She goes, yeah. She goes, how long have you lived in Texas? And I said, well, I don't live in Texas. And she goes, you don't live in Texas? And I said, no. She goes, oh. She goes, look around the sky, because it was pretty terrible looking weather. She goes, that's tornado weather. She goes, she says, this is Tornado Alley. She goes, I've seen a lot of tornadoes and a lot of hail come through here. I mean, since I've been here, we've had two tornado warnings twice since I've been here. And, you know, I tell you, both times, man, God's put me in perfect peace. Because that's back in the past, man, tornadoes used to really scare me. I don't have that fear. I don't have it, thank God. He's relinquished it from me. Anyways, so she goes on, and I said, well, how long have you lived here? She said, 10 years. And she goes, and man, these tornadoes make me fearful. This is Tornado Alley. You know, and I praise the Lord. It's all him. And thank God that the Holy Spirit talked to me and I obeyed. Thank God. And I said, well, ma'am, you know what would help out? And she said, what's that? And I said, well, you remember when Jesus was in a boat and the storm was raging and he told the storm to calm? I said, you know, that's the same Jesus today. I said, you're fine. You don't have to worry about it. I said, because our Lord will take care of it. And man, she smiled so big. And she said to me, well, amen. And I said, well, amen. And do you want these little numbers? And they walked away. But that was it. You know, I felt that was about all that needed to be said at the moment. And, you know, one planteth, another watereth. And hopefully she'll go check that in her word. And that's what I prayed. So that was a cool testimony. Really thankful you guys prayed. And really thankful God's given me grace to be obedient and hear his spirit.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. That's a good testimony. Thank you, Father. Greg says, being in covenant with the Creator is awesome. It most certainly is. Thank you, Father. All right. Anyone else? Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Has anybody got anything that they'd like to talk about tonight before I give you a subject? Yeah, Joe.
Can I ask a question? I post a verse on Amos 7:8. I just want to, maybe it's a quick answer for you, Michael. I just want to know what that plumb line represents.
Yeah, I do. And I want to apologize for not getting back to you, Joe. I've just been inundated with a lot of stuff around here at the house. When you did that, I was on the way here. That plumb line is talking about is the nature and the character of the people, you know, where they are with him. In that particular one, let me see here. What is that, Amos? What?
7:8, chapter 7, verse 8.
Yeah, and Jehovah said unto me, Amos, what seest thou? And I said, a plumb line. Well, what's a plumb line? Somebody tell me what a plumb line is. Yeah, it's a straight line.
Yeah.
It shows you what's crooked, don't it? Because it's straight as against everything else. And I set a plumb line. Then said the Lord, behold, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people, Israel. And I will not again pass by them anymore. Greg says, the thing you hang plums on in Australia. Well, it probably Joe, that's not what it is. It ain't something you hold, you put plums on, dry them out. No, sorry. But that plumb line that the Lord set up with the people in Israel was to see who was good and who was bad. That's what that is. If you want to just put it in simple terms. And somebody else has got a long, complex answer to that question. Go ahead on. It's tough from drying the sun, son. Separation. Well, it's separation from, that's right, separation from the good and the bad, the tares and the wheat. Amen. What Angelica said. All right. Anybody else got a definition? Come with it. Other than what we just said.
The symbol
that makes
of,
sense, Joe. All right, go ahead, Sunil.
It's a symbol of uprightness, the reference for uprightness.
Symbol of what?
Uprightness. U-P-R-I-G-H-T.
Uprightness.
Oh, uprightness. Right-handed. Okay. Okay. Yes. A symbol of straight uprightness. Yeah, sanctification, good, holiness. And they didn't plumb it. If you don't plumb the plumb line, you're not there. You got some correction to do. Is that answer sufficient, Joe?
It's very straight and narrow.
Yeah. As against the people of Israel. That's what he was doing. He was judging the people of Israel. And they wasn't judging. They wasn't getting plumbed. Go ahead, Pat.
Just from a carpenter's perspective, a plumb line is a weight that hangs on the bottom of a string. And if you hold it up high, gravity pulls it straight down and lets it like a plumb bob, a plumb line. It's called a plumb bob. Biblical days, there was no way of being able to determine if you had a straight board. Like now we have laser levels and all that sort of things, and straight create levels out of aluminum and whatever that makes them very straight. In those days, you didn't have that. So they took a string with a weight and used gravity. I guess the point that sticks out in my mind is that that process holds up that string line and weight and uses the law of gravity. And that law can be compared to God's word, God's law of that he's given us through the Bible. And so it is with that law that we are able to discern right and wrong and to judge, what is right, what's straight, what's good, what's upright, etc. So that was the only point I wanted to make, is the use of the law for a standard.
Amen. Yeah, they used the plumb line in many different areas of work. Use it in surveying. They use it in carpentry, like he's talking about. They use it in cutting trees down. They use it in all kinds of things. All kinds of ways. It's to see where it's going. What is it? Is it straight? Is it upright, like Angelica was talking about? Are they upright? All right. Anybody else? Yes, it was. Thank All right, you. Everybody else. Yes, Joe. Did you have something? Okay, good. Anybody have a subject they want to go into before I throw one out there? Not that mine's any more important than anybody else, but it is. No.
That sounds like a threat, Michael.
No, it's not. You go ahead, Missy.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, Dominic.
So this is kind of weird. I'm sure you guys have talked about it before, but like, I know the word Trinity is never used in the Bible. And my one friend was getting pretty adamant that, if you don't believe in the Holy Trinity, that you're a heretic or whatever. And like, now I believe that they're all one, obviously, but I don't have to claim like the word Holy Trinity to like, I believe in the Holy Trinity. Like I don't like labels. Maybe it's just a bias that I have. So that's the only reason why I have something against it. But I just want to see what your guys' point of view on it was, because I really don't know. I never really done the research into it. So I figured maybe it'd be a good question to ask you guys and see what you guys think. So, yeah.
Well, David has a great teaching on that. He calls it oneness, Trinity, or something else. And I don't know if you've ever listened to it. Have you ever listened to it, Dominic? Uh-oh, he must have had a customer. All right.
No, I don't think I ever have listened to it, but I'll take a look at it. I looked it up the other day on the site, but I was in a hurry and I didn't really see too much on it. And it looked like it was by somebody else. So I didn't get a chance to read it. I just kind of skimmed through it real quick and I didn't really get much out of it because I was quick about it, but I will check it out though.
Yeah, no, it was by David, actually.
Okay.
We can talk about it tonight also. We can do it tonight.
Okay.
Talk about it. Go ahead, Greg.
Sure.
Sorry, it just came to mind. I was not about all that, but I was just, I had a long dialogue with a friend, April, in Tennessee. We prayed for her a week or two ago. Her father basically committed suicide in front of her mother. But there's been a whole series of events been happening both with her and in the family. I mean, she lost the family lost a nephew, her nephew, and a brother in the last few months. You know, she's had a broken wrist, a broken knee. Anyway, there's been a whole series of things. And I've been praying with April, for quite some time. Tracy knows about this. But anyway, what I wanted to bring up just here, that one, I had an opportunity to speak with her for the first time yesterday. Well, she, you know, we got it. She got in touch with me. She's back at work, which, you know, I have no idea how one deals with what's going on. Oh, by the way, her mother is very close to dying as well with in hospital with something. And she's asked for prayer, or she's asked, you know, pray for her mother to, you know, come to know Jesus before she goes. She seems rather resistant, but that's not a challenge for God. But when she finished work, she got in touch again, we just basically spent the time, kind of like we do here on the last Thursday of the month, which I thought was just incredibly appropriate, just listening to worship and worshiping, which is, anyway, I'm just telling you this, the closing verses of Habakkuk, you know, where, the Lord taught me a number of years ago that no matter what happens, praise him. I'm just letting you know that, and I've encouraged her to come in here, which, you know, work is kind of in her way, but we shall see.
Okay. Greg, I'm having trouble understanding what all you're saying because you're so low in your volume for me.
Oh, okay. Hang on a sec. Is that better?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Much better.
In which case, would you like me to repeat that or?
If you don't mind.
I don't mind. And I tell you what, I'll even speak a little bit slower.
Okay, man, yes. Yeah. That would be so awesome.
I had a conversation with my friend April yesterday. I had reasonably lengthy contact. She was the one that we were praying for a few weeks ago. Her father basically put a bullet through his brain in front of her mother a few weeks ago. And it's not just that, which is bad enough on its own, but the family has lost a brother, a nephew in recent months as well. There's been, you know, the mother is, she's been told by doctors that, you know, her arteries are going to collapse fairly soon. And she was flown from her home to a hospital in Morgantown. Which I suppose some of you all know where that is. And April herself had, you know, she was, work was also interrupted with a busted wrist and a busted knee recently, she's got rats in the house where she's living and she's saying maybe snakes as well. But I can cover that in prayer. That's not an issue. But we spent a lot of time yesterday just listening to worship music. Like we do here on a Thursday night. And it just, the Lord said, you know, that was, and look, I'm not claiming credit for it. It wasn't my idea. It was actually hers. But, you know, that's the best and only thing I guess one could do in the circumstances. Cause I tell you what, I have no words for a situation like that. But you know, I've just said to her, hang on to the hem of his garment, even just a thread. And she is, and that's great. But, I've been encouraging her to come in here. I encourage her to come in here, and she, you know, she work time is in the way sometimes. But anyway, it was positive. So that's what I said before, softly and very, very, very quickly.
Okay.
And I apologize.
Yeah, no, no, that's okay. That's all right. Did you say April was in Tennessee somewhere?
She is.
You know where?
Morgantown.
Oh, Morgantown. Yeah. Where's that? That's not going to be hard to find out, though. That's not going to be hard.
Well, yeah, I have no idea, you know.
Yeah, I know. I know. All right. Huh. I still had a little bit of trouble understanding the whole thing, but do you want us to pray or?
Look, you know, yeah, look, I'll pray. There wasn't so much coming in with the prayer request, but, you know, I did formulate a few prayers in my mind for and to pray with April. But, okay, Lord, as far as her dad goes, and I'll pray this with April, there's a whole lot that's just way, way beyond us. But, Lord, we commit him to you. And, Lord, you know that these prayers were coming. And there's no one who is more loving and just than you, and you can sort that out. But Lord, I want to ask for burdens to be lifted off April with regard to all this, and I guess any thoughts of not having enough faith or not praying for a family enough, etc. Because this is your concern. But Lord, I want to just pray that she would recognize you, that you're still there. The prayers we said yesterday, just for an operational computer. Lord, if you would just follow through with that. Lord, you would expedite the moving of her to this new house that she has that's apparently available in August. That you would give her a base, a home, a place to be settled at, which is something she has not had for probably all her life. That as well. And Lord, I thank you that we can bring our modicum of faith to this situation and then let you do the rest. And we just bless you. That'll do. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for doing that for April in Jesus' name. Oh, yeah? Really? Okay. How old is this girl? Is she an older lady or what? How old is she? Just a young lady?
No, she's got grandchildren, so she's okay. Really, really, really old.
I think you were taking that for Missy, wasn't you? You're doing that for Missy's sake.
She got grandchildren as well.
Yeah, she does.
No, I mean, she's not, you know, she's old enough to have grandchildren, let me put it that way.
Yeah.
I'm not, so.
Hey, have you suggested to her to get on the conference call, or can she?
Yeah, I have. You know, and we spoke about it yesterday. She has, I think she may have been here once or twice before. But yeah, I have, you know, and I said, look, yesterday, just come in and just, you know, take it as a base. And she's not a young Christian, you know, she's been in the faith and battled, you know, for people, etc. And so, but yeah, her work is sometimes in the way at the moment. She's working an afternoon shift. She runs helps run a McDonald's in Morgantown. Well, so, but I'll keep reminding her. I won't pester her.
David says she's only an hour away from us. You know, if she wants to come over and visit, that'd be fine. You know, we have our pot blessing just exactly for that first Saturday of the month, which is coming up apparently in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
3 weeks. So anyway, just a suggestion.
The good suggestion too. Thank you. I'll pass it on.
All right, Missy.
Actually, Michael, it's near. It's not that far from where you and David are.
Well, that's what Dave said. Said it was about an hour away.
It's not that far.
Oh yeah. I bet it's up above Knoxville.
No, it's actually. You can probably get there, I'm guessing, off 411 somehow, I'm not sure, or off 72. It's like south and little east.
Well, 411 goes perpendicular to 72, so I don't see how that'd be possible.
Well, you might be, you can, I don't know. It's okay. There's like, it's like set between 72 and 411.
Oh, okay. You know, on the other side of 75?
It's east of.
That's all right. I'll look it up.
It's really, I mean, it's not that far at all.
Okay.
It's not even an hour.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Half hour maybe from where you and David live.
Yeah, maybe we can get, Greg said, maybe we can get one of the ministry's limos over there and pick her up. Gracious. Yeah. Ministry's limo. All right. Now, let's get back to the thing at hand here. Is it oneness trinity or something else? Anybody want to tackle that before our discussion tonight? We don't have a whole lot of time left. Go ahead, Julie.
I was going to ask Dominic if he had access to the chat box, because Dave put a bunch of those links in there, and it's also on the, it's also, there's a playlist for the Trinity on our YouTube channel. So if Dominic can go to the YouTube channel and look at the playlist, there's one there for him if he wants to do that.
Amen.
I actually, I don't have access right now, but I will be starting to work 7 to 3:30. So I'll actually be home, so I can actually log into Zoom itself and you guys get to see what I look like, unfortunately for you guys. No, I'm just kidding. But I will be able to, I will be able to see the chat box.
Okay.
What's that?
So if you go to the UBM, I'm sorry, the YouTube channel for UBM, there's a playlist there with on the Trinity.
Okay, I'll look it up then. Sounds okay. Good. I like listening to those teachings anyway, so I'll definitely look it up. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Does anybody else not understand about between the Trinity, the oneness, and the something else?
I had a verse for Dominic regarding the Trinity. It's in Isaiah 48:16. He says, "Come ye near unto me, hear ye this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning. From the time that it was, there I am. And now the Lord God and his Spirit has sent me." So that shows the three persons in the same verse.
You say Isaiah 14:16?
48:16. I put that in the chat too.
Oh, okay. Amen. All right. All right, anybody else? Missy, you're unmuted. Did you want to say something?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I forgot.
No, that's okay. That's fine. It's been a while since I've read that, but it's an interesting study on it. The Trinity people are very sectarian about that, as also the oneness people are very sectarian about it, about their their thoughts on oneness and thoughts on Trinity. And you're right that there's a lot of people out there in the Trinitarian that thinks that if you don't believe in the Trinity, you're going to hell. And that's just lot of nonsense. That teaching that David has clarifies it all. Really does. It's really good. Yes, Benita.
I just, when I listened to that teaching, a couple things that just took me by surprise, I guess. I never thought about when he talked about, you know, in John 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. But it starts out with in the beginning, and beginning signifies time. And so I've always been taught that Jesus and God and the Father were one, and they are from eternity past. But in that verse, it's showing you that Jesus was from the beginning, which indicates time. So he was at the beginning of time, mm-hmm. not from eternity past. And so it's from the beginning of time where Jesus started. And that's when, from then, everything was created that's been created. And he will go into eternity. Into the eternity future forever and eternal future forever and ever. But it was just, I never considered him just being from the beginning of time, not from eternity past. So that's something that he teaches in there that I thought was really interesting. And I think he brought it up in a couple different places, but that one really jumped out at me. And also when I was listening before I joined the fellowship, the outreach here, I listened one day to one of the fellowships online. I pulled it up and it was talking about this specific thing. And I listened to it and I thought, what are these guys talking about? This can't be right. I'm not going to listen to them anymore. This is just all wrong, you know? And I was like, so turned off by it. And then I went and looked up a couple other teachings on it. And they were, of course, talking about oneness and what oneness meant. And I thought, oh yeah, those guys are, UBM is really wrong. I don't know what they're talking about. And then I finally listened to that teaching a couple of weeks ago, and the whole oneness thing, it was so well explained. He explained it so well, just explaining that it's not because God, the Father has a body and Jesus has a body. And I can't remember what verse it was, but he talks about being one with the Father as I am one with us. And that oneness with us that Jesus has with us is not in body, it's in spirit. And that's the same oneness that he has with the Father. So it's oneness in spirit. Mm-hmm. And so that was also another big thing that jumped out at me in that teaching. So you're going to hear it all when you listen to the teaching, but those are the two things that really struck me when he presented them.
Amen. Thank you, Vanita. That was good. It brought back some memories about it. Then. Yeah, Dominic.
Yeah, so far I agree with that. Like the only opinion I really had on it is Jesus Christ himself is all-encompassing, which is why there's so much power in his name. Because I think it's in the beginning, or at the end of Mark, I think it is, it says to baptize in the name of the Son, the Father, and the Holy Spirit. But later in the book of Acts, it just says to baptize in the name of Jesus. And the way I see that is because he has an all-encompassing name, because him and the Father are one, and he also has the Holy Spirit, so there's no reason to mention the other two, because mentioning him also mentions them. I'm not saying that there's that oneness, but I don't know. I got to listen to it, but so far that's my standing on it. But I'm always open to being wrong. So that's something that I've thought about. I don't really have much of a religious background. I was a Lutheran before I became a real Christian, but I don't remember much out of it besides them making me remember like certain prayers or something like that. But yeah, for the most part, that's just kind of what I've seen out of the gospel so far. So I just got to dig more into it. But yeah, I definitely like all the takes and everybody sharing. And I'm definitely going to check that out. So.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen, David. 1 Timothy 2:5, for there is one God. And I lost it. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Amen. Somebody get that. Amen. Oh, my. Yeah, Dave, go ahead.
I also, there's a couple other good verses that kind of distinguish Jesus from God the Father, which we have to keep in mind. And it's very specific, and Jesus lays it out pretty clear. You could ignore it and bypass it when you're under the idea that there's a Trinity. You just miss it totally until you slow down and think about what Jesus is saying. Then you understand better. And one of those passages is John 20:16, and Jesus is talking to Mary. Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned and said to him in Hebrew, Rabboni, which is to say teacher. In 20:17, Jesus said to Mary, do not touch me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. And of course, he's just right out of the tomb. But go to your brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, my God and your God. Jesus is saying he's got a God when he said that. He's saying God is his Father, but he also called his Father his God. And he said, that's our God also. Slow down, read what the Bible says, not what you want it to say or what they're telling you it says. Read what the words are saying and go with those. That's the truth. Don't let anybody else deceive you from what the truth is. It's one of those passages. Another one that comes out, and we can go and find more. I put in here Matthew 27:46. It was about the ninth hour. Jesus called out with a loud voice. He's on the cross saying, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. And that is to say, my God, why have you forsaken me? If Jesus was, and he is God, but if he was a Trinity of God, he wouldn't be calling the Trinity his God at that point, because the Trinity is all about co-equal, coexistent. Well, at this point, Jesus is saying there's not co-equality here. He's got a God. He's looking for salvation. He's looking for help himself. Here he's on the cross suffering, and he's calling out to God. That co-equal just kind of stepped right out the door when he said that. So there's you have to understand what Jesus is saying about who he is and who the Father is. And we get more of an idea. If we go to if we go to Proverbs 8, we can go there real quick. And that's another thing. It shows Jesus in creation. Because we have to understand how this all work come about. And you're talking, and Benita brought up in the beginning. And the beginning meant what? I mean, the beginning was a word. It talks about, well, a beginning means the beginning of creation, but it doesn't mean the beginning of God. But we're talking about a beginning of what God did for creation. And that part of that creation was the word. And we also know the word is Jesus, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Well, it talks about beginning meaning creation. So we're looking at Jesus having a beginning at creation also. That's what that's referencing. But we can see more of that if we go to Psalm 8. Some of these words Proverbs 8. Some of these words in Proverbs 8, if you look at the original Hebrew and what they're saying, you get more of a understanding of what that word means. And 8:22, and this is Jesus, it's wisdom talking here. We all know, and we've been through the scriptures, wisdom references Jesus. It references to Jesus. It's God made Jesus wisdom, the wisdom of God. And so we have wisdom talking here in Proverbs 8:22. It says, the Lord possessed me in the beginning of his work. And then I'm reading from the New Heart English Bible. I can go to the ASV. We'll do that. It's a little more archaic, but it'll be maybe direct words. It says Jehovah, but it means the Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. If I look at what possess means, and I'm going to go with King James because it's got the Hebrew translation. If I go to my dictionary, it's possessed is Hebrew 7069. And I look at that, what that means. It means to get, acquire, create, possess. It means create. There's a word tied in with create. In the actual, Strong's is to create. By extension, procure, purchase. You know, it's about a beginning. You know, we look at creation and create. Those two words are how, that's how it's tying in. So we've got the Lord, he's saying, possessed me in the beginning. The Lord created me in the beginning. That's what Jesus is saying. Well, how does that mean, create? Like, well, if I go and find John, and I'm going to stumble to find this one because I'm not on there. I can probably find it. But Jesus says he came forth from the Father. I'll look it up on, let me do a real quick YouTube search to make sure I get the right verse. Maybe somebody knows it right now. When we say the word came forth, John 16:28, again, we're looking at an idea of what he means by creation. He says in John 16:28, I came forth from the Father. Came forth. That's like, essentially, it's talking about another word similar to what birth might be. That's what he's referencing. Creation. Create. Some people have a hard time with create. They think create, well, you know, that's like everything else God did. He created things. I mean, you mean Jesus was just created, a created being? No, there's more to Jesus in creation. Jesus is unique in the sense that he came forth out of the Father. He was birthed from the Father. That's why he's his Father. Came forth from, and if I go to the Greek on that, to go, come forth. In some other places, it's actually tied in with an idea of birth, a beginning of birth. So we understand now Jesus has a birth that came right out of the Father. That's why he can be the spitting image of God, because he's created. He is exact spit image of his Father. That's why he can be the Son. That's why he is the Son. And everything about Jesus, and Jesus said that. He also said that to his disciples. He said that to Philip, I think it was. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And people have a hard time comprehending it. First thing, oh yeah, the Trinity. Well, no, he's not saying Trinity. He's saying, I am as, just like the Father, I am. I came forth from the Father, I am. So you see me, you see the Father, because we're identical. I came out of the Father. But he also says the Father is greater than I, because guess what? That's where all things started, is from the Father. So we start to understand, very important to understand the relationship between Jesus and the Father and how that relates to us. Because we can be adopted sons and we come into that same image of Jesus Christ, and we become adopted. That's how we take on the nature, character, and authority of Christ, is by that new life of Christ in us, that new spirit that comes in us. Because that was Jesus. He was the image, and they call that the charagma, the character. He's the character. And we're like that blank piece of paper. Well, that blank character, that image is what God uses to snap, the push on that paper to make that image in us. And once we have that image, we're as Jesus Christ is. The only difference is God created birthed Jesus, and he is just as like God. And he uses that image of God, of Jesus, to make us like him. That's how this works with us. So we get an idea. That's why we have such a better understanding and a better covenant understanding this way of who Christ is and what he's done for us, how he can bring us into that exact image of God. It's just some things I wanted to touch on. Philip, if I could find that, but I think that might be in 15. 14. Thomas said, Lord, we don't know where you're going, how you know the way. Jesus, I am the way, the truth, life. No one comes before the Father for me. And then Philip said, Lord, show us the Father that will be enough for us. He's saying that to Jesus. Hey, show us the Father. Jesus said in 14:19, Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long and you not know me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? That shows you how identical Jesus is to God the Father. There, you see the both of them there. That's why people have the idea of Trinity being, well, yeah, they're one God. Well, no, they're not one God. There is one God, and that's God the Father. But Jesus came forth from the Father. That's why he looks just like the Father, but because he was birthed of the Father is greater. The Father is always greater in everybody's house. The Father is always greater. And that's the example we have in our families. That's the example we have in the kingdom too. So maybe Missy wants to talk too. I'll let that go.
In Colossians, it's 15, it says, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. I love that verse. I'm talking about beginnings and everything.
That's Colossians what?
Colossians 1:15. And also in 18, it says, he is also head of the body, the church, and he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have first place in everything. So there's he says, I'm the beginning and the end. I'm the Alpha and the Omega. Boy, that's just cram packed with revelation when you really look at where all the places in the Bible where he talks about, Jesus referred to as the beginning. So it's pretty cool. But when I listened to that Bible study of Trinity, oneness, and something else or whatever, it just really blew me away, and it just really impressed me. And referencing to something that David said, Dave here, about to say that God and Jesus were always in existence. Well, with God, there is no time, but Jesus was the beginning of creation, okay? So, a father births, actually, men don't, y'all are lucky. But anyway, you don't birth children, basically. But, oh my gosh, there must be a skunk around. I just got the skunk smell coming in my window. Oh Lord, make it go away. Anyway, yowza. Anyway, and to say that the Father and the Son are one person is so wrong, because it says in John 16, I believe it says, or something, 16 or 14 or whatever, about that Jesus said, I came from the Father. And it's not talking about from as in, okay, God's here and he was with him and he came from him. It's actually referring to, I guess you could say, out of the Father. And it might have said that come out of the, I don't know. But anyway, it's just really interesting when you delve into all the verses that really line up with this, that, whew, I got to close my window. I'm done.
Okay. That particular thing has been, that particular teaching has been transcribed. Angelica sent it to me, but I don't know how to put it all in the chat. I can't even just, it doesn't allow me to copy and paste it in there. But you can find it on site. It's probably going to be at the same place in the transcriptions. Is that where you got it, Angelica, in the transcription?
I'm sorry. You had sent that email out on, I think it's September 20th of 2020 to everyone. Paula transcribed it. And so you may, some of you may already have that email. And if you have other people's emails, maybe you can forward it to them if they need that. But otherwise, you can send a request to someone, you know, to Michael or anyone here, and I can attach that to whoever needs it.
Yeah, just email me if you want to, and I'll send it to you. Anybody that wants it, I can do that. Angelica, too busy. I can do it. All right. When I get back to Tennessee. No. All right, we're out of time. Way out of time. That's okay, though. It's been a good discussion. Think about this. We'll talk a little bit more about it if y'all want to Thursday night, but also I'd like to delve into a little bit of Hidden Manna, chapter 3, to a good way to talk to people and to prove the rapture, the timing of the rapture. And how to do that in a simple way. And it's pretty good way to do that, actually. There's two or three different ways you can do that. And so let's y'all take a look at it. And let's see what we can come in on Thursday night and see if we can do that. Talk Michael. About both of them. Yes.
If you allow me just a couple of minutes, or Julie, we have a couple of teachings on the on our YouTube website to kind of, if anyone wants to prep for the next discussion on the topic, I could put that in the chat.
Okay. are you talking about the rapture? What we're going to be talking about Thursday night, that and this Trinity thing?
I'm talking about the timing, of the
Oh, the rapture?
Resurrection.
Yeah, that'd be great. We can, it's chapter 3 in Hidden Manna. I can tell you which one of the chapters in Hidden Manna it is, but as there's some more teachings, it also has it in there too.
Yes, I'm going to try to look for them now and put them in the chat.
Okay. But anyway, let me pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you so much for allowing us this gathering, as I like to call it, a fellowship. And I thank you, Father, for all the input, and all the wisdom you've given everybody. And Lord, the revelations that generally come out, that some things that some people have never heard, and I've never heard, and it's just awesome, Lord, the way you're working these things. And I thank you, Lord, for keeping us all in your stead, Lord, and to be able to be led by your Spirit at all times. And Father, I thank you for smoothing the rough edges off of each and every one of us, Lord. And I praise you, Father, for when we are in the storm, just like we talked about, somebody talked about earlier tonight, Lord, that we are in the rest. And we don't have to worry about being anxious or anything like that because we know you're in charge, Lord. And Father, we just thank you for a good night's sleep for everybody. That in the morning, they're all going to be up, getting up supercharged and ready to go again and praising you for allowing a good night's sleep and a Holy Spirit that leads and guides and tells us what to think and what to say, Lord, being overcomers. In Jesus' name, we just praise you, Father, for your protection upon President Trump. We thank you, Lord, for bringing down, draining that swamp and saving all these kids, Lord. And we praise you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your protection around about each and every one of us and our families. And Lord, we thank you that we know that all of them that we prayed for coming in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Let's see. Okay, there it is. Y'all see what she's got up there, don't you? That's the transcriptions. No, I'm sorry. That's the rapture teachings, apparently, that David had. I'm going to stop the recording. Maybe.